Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here, almost late, because every time I'm out of the studio, I don't notice till right before I go on air, things get changed in here. So lots of tinkering and changing settings and unplugging things and plugging other things in. So I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I walked in here about 2 minutes before air time. I have got to learn to get in the studio earlier than that and make sure there's not been chicanery going on with the gremlins that inhabit my office. Okay, we have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. We are now only, what, 5-6 days out from the election. Coming up next Tuesday, that should be interesting. Steve Watson is joining us in 30 minutes on a host of issues. The British government is adding high levels of fluoride, sodium fluoride, to the milk school children drink. Because, again, they care so much about your teeth. Doesn't matter if the American Medical Association, American Dental Association, British Dental Association have said that fluoride is actually bad for children's teeth and causes fluorosis. Oh, you didn't know 2 years ago both countries officially said it was bad because all the science disproved them? They don't care. They're going to spray it on your crops. It goes right through the membrane of the fruits and vegetables and right through the cell walls. They're going to put it in your milk. They're going to, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has openly announced that they are working on, quote, flying syringes was the headline, mosquitoes that have vaccines, because then you won't have a choice, will you? Because the government, they love you, these eugenicists, they just care so much about you. The government's so good. And they love rotting holes in the children's brains so they know how to submit better. They love robbing your intellect. They love you so much. Steve Watson joins us in 30 minutes. Then Larry Pratt on where the two presidential candidates stand on the Second Amendment. McCain wants to massively restrict the Second Amendment. Obama outright wants to ban many types of firearms and, well, I mean, when your mommy's a Marxist and your daddy's a Maoist and you are funded by the big Rockefeller and Annenberg foundations, of course you got to disarm the slaves. And if you're against turning your guns in, you're a racist. If you're against anything Obama's going to say or do, you hate black people. Doesn't matter if the first gun laws were against blacks in this country. Doesn't matter if the first marriage licenses were for blacks. Doesn't matter if the first CPS rings kidnapping children were against blacks. Long as you put a black face on it, hey, it's good. Kidnap those black kids, do medical experiments on them all day long. Shoot them up for whatever you want. Take the public's guns, because a black man can do no wrong. Mainstream media has openly been saying, you know, you're racist if you don't vote for Barack Obama. Well, let me give you a news flash. Both of them are New World Order. Both the zombie, the see-through. McCain isn't even white. He's translucent, like a gecko, but in a bad way. You look through him. It's like a reanimated corpse, and you've got smiley-faced Obama, complete New World Order shill. He's out campaigning now in jeans and T-shirts. Wow, he's a regular guy, all about... just the surface scam. Got Richard Cook, economist, economic historian, monetary historian, popping in. And, yeah, I got a call last night from Ventura and Ventura's people about what happened with the money raising for Senator Dean Cook. I'm mixing names. Dean Barkley, I think, of Richard Cook. So we'll tell you about that when we get back to it.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 29th day of October 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Steve Watson joining us from London. Larry Pratt joining us from Washington, D.C. Richard Cook. And before I get into all the news here, and it's very important, seems like every week stuff just gets more intense. Got a call from Ventura yesterday, missed the call. Got a call from Senator Dean Barkley, who was briefly appointed years ago, whenever Senator Wellstone died, to the Senate, who is running there in a tight race, to let us know that the listeners of this radio show push him over the edge. They did not have the money for the TV ads. Franken and the other creature that he's running against raised over $30 million between them in the Dean Barkley campaign. Is just right behind the two main contenders with only $50,000 in the last few months raised. Because when Ventura said he wasn't going to do it, Barkley jumped in. Guess how much the listeners of this show raised, and 100% of it is going into the TV ads that start airing tomorrow, right through to Election Day. You raised $40,000 and growing in one-hour interview, and you're just the best people on the face of the earth, and I really appreciate that. And win, lose, or draw, we are fighting on every front, in the media wars, in the info war, in the elections. We're also fighting for election integrity. We're fighting in the courts for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I commend you. So I know that Ventura and Barkley, not even so much to ask for more donations, but just to come on and thank you. They're either going to be on today or tomorrow because I've been playing phone tag with them, and Barkley's trying to nail down when Ventura can come on with him. But I'm going to do about 10, 15 minutes on that and maybe keep Ventura a little bit more with some. I'm going to get him to twist his arm to tell some of the stories he privately told us because it was just so entertaining and interesting. I'm really sold on Jesse Ventura hanging out with him for 2 days. He is the strongest personality I have ever been around. I mean, he is overpowering. And he's not even trying to do it. I mean, he'll just talk your head off. You know, we can drive an hour out to Willie's place, an hour back. Just Ventura is just going 100 miles an hour with the stories he was telling and the things he was going over. I will tell you this. No, I won't tell you, because you never know what's going to happen with TV shows. I'm just going to leave it for the future. But a lot of interesting stuff going on. I'll just leave it at that. You know, it really hit me driving into work this morning just how wild and dangerous, just how volatile the upheaval is that we're witnessing right now worldwide. The markets continue to slide. Main Street has had the cash supply, the liquidity supply, the credit supply cut off to it worldwide, not just here in the U.S. The international bankers are openly announcing their world government making their move. Some polls show Barack Obama 6 points ahead. That's the highest poll. Most polls show a 3 to 4 point lead. Some polls show a 1 point lead, which is a statistical dead heat. And I've talked a lot about the science of polling. People will tend to answer a poll, at least a large portion of the public, around 40%, to what they think is politically correct. And so when you hear Barack Obama's people and others say, well, we think there's a 5 to maybe even 8 percentage points out there that are saying the pollsters they're going to vote for Barack Obama only because they think it's the politically correct thing to do because they don't want to be seen as racist. Now, why would people feel like they had to lie to a pollster about not being for a particular candidate just because his father was African? So that speaks more to guilt and basic cultural mind control than it does to racism. And you know where I stand on racism. Racism is tribalism. In Africa, most of the tribes hate the guys right across the river or right down the hill or over the mountain, and they're black. And if you study cultures all over the place, and look at Germania and Gaul before the Romans took it over, they were always killing each other. They were white guys, Nordics, Germanics. It's the same thing in Asia. It's humans behave the same. We are the same. And that's just the bottom line. And it's tribalism. And there is just amazing amounts of tribalism in and around both the candidates. And that's what the parties are, is the system manipulating tribalism where you've got this camp and the other camp and it's simulated warfare. What football is. You know, one uniform is red and white, and the other uniform is blue and silver, or one uniform is yellow and white, and the other uniform is brown and white. I mean, whatever. That's what those colors are about. That's what standards and flags are about. That's all about manipulating our primitive makeup. And the New World Order, they're people like us, but they have understood the scientific systems, the sociological, the psychological, the anthropological triggers to manipulate and control populations. And to beat the New World Order, we have to start thinking the way they do about society. But instead of keeping that knowledge secret and using it to control others, we need to teach everyone about how humans really operate and about how we have primitive instinctive buttons and triggers that are being punched and levers that are being pulled. I mean, don't people want to know how the world really works, how it really operates? And the greatest trick the New World Order ever had was convincing the population that it didn't exist, or that, oh, there's no complex societies, there's no complex systems, there's no ruling elites, there's no organizational skills, there's no subterfuge, there's no influence peddling in elite organizations, and, oh, powerful people don't want power. And somehow they convinced the American people to go to sleep and to not care and to turn loose of their destiny and just let others control. And now we're completely overrun by a scientific worldwide dictatorship that is mopping up the last pockets of national resistance, bankrupting economies worldwide to even expand their power and control, consolidate their control. And now everything that we warned you about, all the documents we brought forward, all the guests we had on, all the information that the Liberty, Patriot, Truth Movement, Freedom Movement, whatever you want to call it, everything we brought out is now unfolding. So that's the bottom line. I don't even ask you to believe what I'm saying or what I'm stating. I'm asking you to look into it for yourself and to stop being so trusting of the system and the establishment. That's all I'm asking you to do, because through that we can turn this around. Here's the news. Australia to enforce mandatory Chinese-style internet censorship. PrisonPlanet.com from Paul Watson. And they have the official government bill that says the government will just block out anything and everything they want. Political websites. It all started with, let's block all international porn, both illegal and legal, off the systems. And now they just say, no, it's just anything we want. And England's announcing similar things. Europe's announcing similar things. Canada's announcing it. The cable companies, the phone companies are announcing they're going to do it on their own corporately in Canada and the U.S. It's already started in areas of the U.S. and Texas. And, of course, the two big telecoms that are more than half the Internet provide the connections to the Internet to over half the population of Canada. It's happening. And that's only one facet. It's happening. So we need to fight for an open and free Internet. But to do that, we have to let the public understand it's being shut down as we speak. Here's another one. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Microsoft patents censorship bot, and the Times of London also reports on it, and it says it will go into the web and it will go into YouTube, it will go into when you're reading a website, and it will, with a program through your computer, block out words, block out phrases, block out information. This is a huge filter they put in the hubs and also in the computers, and they admit in both these articles, the Infowars.com article and the PrisonPlanet.com article that has all the mainstream news quoted, they admit this will slow the web down even more. That's what they're going to do. They're going to throw all these filters and taxes and regulations and controls that slow down the entire web, basically ends net neutrality by itself, but then having open and, quote, free super fast on Internet too. But they do that by restricting who can have a website or who can post content. You have to register or be on a subdomain to be on Internet too. So we have that. We have all over the country now random bag searches on trains. First it was for terrorism. Now they say it's to fight crime. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with. I mean, we'll come back and go over all of it. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
All over the world, they are now adding fluoride to food, processed foods, to milk. They advertise on a planetary scale from India to the United States, fluoride water for children. The fluoride they're adding is sodium fluoride under that guise. They're actually adding a whole string of deadly chemicals. We had the top toxicologist on from the EPA. Thousands of EPA scientists a few years ago signed open letters to the Environmental Protection Agency asking them to take the fluoride out. But the system said no. And because the public is trying to avoid it, when they say that, They are now force medicating the deadly poison, the chemical weapon, into children's milk, ice cream, children's ice cream. People can make jokes about that in movies in Hollywood, but the results are the zombified, mindless population, the sluggish population. That's only one small facet of the enemy operation. Steve Watson joins us in the next segment. Then Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, to give you the real record of Barack H. Obama on the Second Amendment versus John McCain. And he is a gun grabber par excellence, but I've got mainstream reports here now publishing findings that we've already had, but now it's finally becoming a campaign issue a little too late, that Obama says he is coming for the guns. God help us. I don't think you're going to be getting them, pal. I mean, this system is so out of control. And yeah, we're probably going to have Jesse Ventura popping in again today, talking about the campaign and thanking you for the incredible support that you gave Dean Barkley up there running for Senate. Listeners of this show, in one day, $40,000+ came in, allowing them to make the TV ad purchases, because you have to have a minimum amount to even basically get ads statewide on TV, and you did it. Imagine the two they're running against, the Republican and Democrat he's running against, have 30-plus million they've spent, and Barkley is just right behind him in the polls with 37% undecided, just like Ventura was in the late 90s when he won the governorship, and this was his campaign manager then, Dean Barkley. So that is exciting there. We might actually get a good senator in there, thanks to all of you chipping in a little bit. Many hands make light work, and we are really excited about that. Later, I want to get into this Washington Post story. Metro to randomly search riders' bags. They have a poll. Do you support random bag searches in the Metro system to combat crime? And when I took the poll a few hours ago, 60%+ said no. And then others had no opinion, and then another percentage, if it was 20-something, I don't remember. You can go pull it up if you want. We're for it. But look at how they phrase the question. Do you support random bag searches in the Metro system to combat crime? And all over the country, in Houston with the bus system, and in D.C. with the buses and the trains, the subways, and in New York, and now in L.A., they have federal teams. They have state teams, local teams. They call the federal teams Viper teams. Just Google Viper teams. Google Viper teams run checkpoints, and it'll pop up Houston, Dallas, all over the country. But it's incredible what's happening here in Texas. And imagine you're going to get on the bus or a train or the Amtrak, and there are feds there randomly searching you. See, first they train you how to be a slave in the airports. The government stages the terror attacks to sell you on this, and I'll never forget Governor Ridge on C-SPAN saying, oh, well, we're training the public and training our personnel at the airports, but this is going to go nationwide. Buses, trains, highways, we're going to build hardened checkpoints in. He was on C-SPAN for 2 hours, and my mouth was hanging up. This was 2002, before Homeland Security even got its funding. And they're doing it. So, see, now it's not even Al-Qaeda. People know that's baloney and made up. So, yeah, we're just going to fight crime, violate the Fourth Amendment. And then I have two different videos here and three separate stories. You know, they're in Newark, New Jersey. Peaceful people are marching in front of a church against gun violence. It's even a gun grabber group. And the cops come up and say, you're not allowed to march without a permit down the sidewalk. And they run over to the NBC cameraman and attack him, smash the camera and start choking him out. And the cop says on video, as the news reporter says, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? He said, I can do whatever I want. That's right. Your banker bosses can take your pension fund, too. See, that's how corruption works, corrupt cops. You can do whatever you want.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish. Dental fillings. Vaccines. Arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
You know, I've got to say something.
Will it make it easier?
People in the alternative media, most of them still don't get it, don't understand it. Even when Business Week and the Financial Times of London do.
One love.
The bankers are not pumping liquidity and capital into the markets with no effect. I keep hearing people say, oh, they're pumping money in, but it's not working. They're hoarding the money, as Senator Dodd said in the New York Times Sunday. They have shut off the money supply to Main Street to consolidate it. This is engineered. It's stated that it's engineered. And, you know, it's so important that we get that message out to the people. And we've done that on Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv and all the other news sites we have, with the facts, with the evidence, with the experts, with the guest, with the top economist. This is a consolidation, a vertical integration by the New World Order. Now, we got Steve Watson for the next 30 minutes, and then Larry Pratt joins us to get into the election and massive gun control. Headline at Infowars.net, fluoride added to children's milk in schools throughout UK city. Kids now drinking poison waste product. First uses mood stimulant by Nazis. No, that's, I mean, that's a good headline, but it was actually a depressant. But whatever, I guess it's all word games. Doesn't matter either way. It's right. It's being added in 42 schools throughout the city of Sheffield in the UK. And that's just where Paul lives is the reason they know about it. Steve, his brother, runs Infowars.net. He's down in London. Despite the chemicals' proven link to liver and kidney damage, cancer, and the lowering of IQ. Now, here's the Yorkshire Post. Dental action targets children. So I wanted to get into this, and then massive internet censorship starting up in England, Europe, Australia. I mean, they're openly announcing it now, Chinese-style censorship. I mean, it's here. National filters. And, of course, through those filters, they're really snooping hubs. So we're going to be talking about that. Steve Watson, break it down for us.
Yeah, hello, Alex. How you doing? Yeah, it's been added to children's milk in 42 schools throughout Sheffield. I mean, this is going on across the country. This is just focusing in on one city alone. 42 schools in that city, according to this report in the Yorkshire Post, under a new strategy with a focus of preventing dental problems, which, of course, as we've covered many times, dental experts, the Dental Association, have all given warnings about excessive intake of fluoride having negative health effects with very little positive effects. But according to this report, it's under a new contract that will encourage dental workers to carry out more preventive work. Added in there is the provision that fluoride is already being added to children's milk in 42 primary schools in the city, which will continue on the local NHS. Is also planning to begin talks on adding more fluoride to water throughout the city.
Continue, Steve.
Okay, it says the key changes will come into force in March next year, when the current contract comes to an end. Director of Public Health Sheffield, John Green, said the current dental contract was very actively focused. But they want to carry out more of this kind of thing. And if we look into what dentists have to say about fluoridation of water and milk, July 2007 review, studies by the American Dental Association concluded that children under six are at risk of permanently discolored teeth due to fluoride supplements, which are given to children if they don't have fluoridated water in their area. What happens is excessive fluoride causes enamel fluorosis of the teeth, which is significant discoloration, and it's specifically has a specifically bad effect on young children as their teeth are developing. Other dentists have spoken out. For example, Dr. Hardy Lineback, head of preventive dentistry at the University of Toronto, said that mass medicating the public through the water supply was dangerous and unnecessary. I said the benefits are exaggerated. The growing evidence of overexposure from fluoridated toothpaste and many other sources, because it's not only in water and toothpaste, and as we've seen now in milk, it's being put into all kinds of things like tea, food. Anyway, in a email to McLean's, the toothpaste manufacturer, this doctor wrote, quote, "On the risk side, so many people will end up with ruined teeth, fragile bones, acute sensitivities, thyroid problems, and increased risk for cancer, all in the name of preventive dentistry."
Now let's stop right there, and we're going to keep going to the article with Steve Watson. This is another prime example of hidden in plain view. They knew in the 20s. That sodium fluoride was a deadly chemical weapon that had a cumulative effect that fractured the bones, the teeth, that attacked every organ in the body, particularly glands, calcified them. Thousands of studies by the 50s. They took the toxic waste but used the term fluoride as a whole subgroup of over 100 deadly chemicals. Lead, mercury, arsenic, just on and on and on that they dump in your water. Now, because the public is now filtering water, and because the public instinctively knows that, and plus it tastes horrible. I mean, folks, this is not placebo or imaginary. When I was a child, I would brush my teeth. You know, my dad was a dentist, and I was really into brushing my teeth, right? And I always remember I'd feel great, and then I'd brush my teeth, and I'd have to go lay on the couch, and I'd have a horrible headache. And I remember by the time I was like 10, I started figuring out every time I brush my teeth, I just feel horrible. I just feel terrible, and I feel exhausted, and it makes me feel nauseous. And so I started learning to only use a little bit of toothpaste, and it wasn't as bad. And then Dallas water tasted like kerosene. And then the first few times I would go to a business and see Sparklets or whatever, or Ozarka, I would like, man, what is this? It tastes so good. I mean, for the first time in my life, I was drinking real water. So see, the globalists are masters, just like if they want to sterilize a herd of deer or wild pigs. That's how they're controlling some of them now in Texas. They will go to a water supply and put a chemical in it to sterilize them. Or they'll put out pellets to sterilize them that they eat. It's the same thing. They put it out into our environment like we're animals. They're the anthropologists. They're the behavioral psychologists. They study us like animals, you know, like a scientist studies microbes in a petri dish. And they are cold-bloodedly doing this. So now that we're avoiding it, they have the governments coming out and saying, well, the public's avoiding it. We'll just put it in fruits and vegetables. We'll just put it in processed foods. We'll put it in the milk. And, of course, this is only the tip of the iceberg. They're putting it in milk here. They'll have orange juice now that says fortified by nutrients and minerals. You'll read on the back, it'll say fluoride. It'll say fluoride for kids. Give your kids what they need. But there's been a revolution of resistance against this tyranny. We have the dentist. We have the EPA scientist. We have the majority of them. Thousands of them a few years ago signed a letter to the EPA. This was their own scientist saying, this is deadly. This is horrible. This is, giving them all the proof. And the EPA said, no, we're still going to do it. It's still going to try to force states and counties and cities and water districts to do it. So the point is, there is a revolution where scientists finally looked at this and said, my God, they knew all along. Yes, this is who runs the West. They're brain damaging you. That you should be so, you're being given a chemical lobotomy. Steve Watson.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should contextualize more about what fluoride actually is, which I did at the end of the article I wrote. It's a waste, the sodium fluoride that's put in water, etc., is a waste product of the fertilizer and aluminium industry. In the UK, it's classed under the UK Poisons Act as a Part 2 poison. It's one of the most deadly poisons there are. It was used not only by the Nazis to fluoridate water to dumb down people in concentration camps, also by the Soviets in the 50s. It was used in their water supplies to make prisoners more docile and subservient. It's 97% of Western Europe has rejected it, yet in America, 60% of the population's water is now fluoridated.
By the way, it's now about 75. The enemy, they will come into a small town and spend, you know, by small town, I saw an example in one Texas town, over 40,000, and they spent $1 million to brainwash the public. I mean, because they love you. They love your teeth. This is like invasion of the body snatchers, folks. This is a big deal. Hey, cops who love the system, people that work for the government, FBI agents, it's hurting you, too. You can't ignore the facts. I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Germany, Belgium, places like that in Europe, fluoridation has been rejected because they actually classed it as a violation of, you know, fundamental rights. Yet in America, they're pushing towards, as you said, 75% of population's water fluoridated.
Well, let's explain that, though. Again, can the government make you take Valium? Can the government make you smoke marijuana? Can the government make you drink Jack Daniels? Can the government make you take Prozac? Can the government make you take Ritalin? Can the government make you take... No. Well, then why can they put a deadly poison in your water. Go ahead.
Exactly. It's what's forced medication. And this is why stories like the one we've highlighted here, where it's been put into children's milk, make it so insidious, because the chemical specifically affects development. So any effect it's going to have on is going to be amplified.
That's right. It causes leukemia. It causes a bunch of different types of bone cancers. And don't laugh, cops. You got a son? It's even worse in boys. It's double the kill effect on boys than it is girls. Google fluoride bone cancer. Do not laugh. Hundreds of mainstream scientific reports. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I highlighted some of them in the article. The bone cancer one was a 2005. Well, this is one of them, certainly. 2005 study conducted at Harvard Dental Health School found that fluoride in tap water directly contributed to bone cancer, specifically in young boys. There's a link to a London Observer article from 2005, which says the new American research suggests that boys exposed to fluoride between the ages of 5 and 10 will suffer an increased rate of osteosarcoma, bone cancer, between the ages of 10 and 19. And that's just one study. There was another study.
Folks, you can love me or hate me, and love Steve or hate him, but listen to me. Your family and your health is worth it. Do not roll your eyes. Start getting truly filtered water. That means reverse osmosis or the atmosphere machines or the gravity filters. But then that only gets out about 95%, but it at least reduces it a lot. You need to do distilled. Listen to me. Just because you've done this your whole life doesn't mean you've got to keep doing it. Please. We've seen the statistics. It's worse than smoking. Go ahead.
And it's not just in water, as we've said before. It's also in foods. And perhaps the most horrific example of what it's in is baby formula. It's the powder for babies. It's being added to that, and I was reading at levels of 0.04 to 0.47 milligrams per liter.
Massive.
Which, according to studies, it's more likely that children taking that amount are going to suffer dental problems. So it completely, obliterates any.
Well, dentist. That's only on the surface. See, that the globalist hate it because it deforms and turns the teeth into chalk and puts spots all over them with fluorosis. And so just imagine if it's hurting the teeth, what else it's doing. And by the way, that's at higher levels than the one part per million that is devastating. You see, with the children, they soup it up to just wreck their brains. They're just savagely. It's like beating your kid in the head with a baseball bat.
0.47, to put it into context, 0.47 milligrams per liter in this baby powder. The National Academies of Science Institute of Medicine's Food and Nutrition Board says that infants should not receive more than 0.01 milligrams per liter of fluoride a day. And in some baby formulas, it's going up to 0.4 and higher.
Now, again, the smaller amount's devastating, but they want that lobotomy, and they want it now.
And then when you actually mix the baby formula, you have to add water, and obviously that's got fluoride in it as well. So it's just compounding it.
And,
February 2007, the American Dental Association warned that baby formula containing fluoride mixed with fluoride water is far too excessive and leads to enamel fluorosis. And also, the Centers for Disease Control estimated that around 33% of children in America aged 12 to 15 have got mild forms of fluorosis now.
Yeah, and they're also brain-damaged zombies. God, yeah. They've devastated us. Can you think of, Steve, a more wicked plan, a more wicked operation? I mean, it's so cold-blooded to do this to children. Oh, think what else they're doing to us, ladies and gentlemen, the GMO food, all of it. I mean, we are in Armageddon right now. We are being devastated right now with military attacks. This is military.
I mean, there's a lot of propaganda to go along with it as well. recently we, Paul wrote an article about a colouring book that was issued by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, a government agency, which basically promoted fluoride toothpaste and used the character that they called Buddy Brush to push the use of fluoride toothpaste, you know, despite the fact that all these studies are showing it's linked to bone cancer, etc., liver, kidney damage.
They are attacking your children. Stay there, Steve. They are viciously savaging them. They are attacking your children. What are you going to do about it? Infowars.net. Get it right now. Fluoride added to children's milk in schools.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
Way up north, way up north.
Steve Watson.
To Alaska, to go north.
When you come face to face with something so monstrous, so duplicitous, so orchestrated, I mean, it's a fact. The sodium fluoride is targeting our children. The government's targeting the children with it. The corporations are in league. You look at all these brain-damaged oafs everywhere, and, you know, so many of them have been drinking it so long, they're like, I like the fluoride. I think it's good. I mean, it's a fact the Soviets and the Nazis used it. Our government learned about it from them, put it in the water. And, well, just closing thoughts on this, because now we're not drinking the water, so they're spraying it on crops as a, quote, pesticide. Then it goes right through the membranes of the plants, right into their cell walls. They're putting it in the food. They're putting it in the formula. And you see these mothers, you know, soccer moms, all of them. Oh, I give my baby formula. We've caught the UN doing all sorts of stuff to baby formula over and over again. It's just, I can't believe it's going on, and it's just going to get worse, Steve.
Well, I mean, all we can do is keep trying to expose it as best we can. And, you know, focus on the, just get the information out and focus on the facts that we can present to people, you know. I mean, there's a lot of things we haven't talked about today that people should go and find out in this article that I've written. The other effects that it has, such as, you know, lowering IQ, thyroid problems, liver and kidney damage in young children.
Oh.
I mean, we just got to keep trying to get the facts out and hope that, you know, the tide of information will become too great.
Well, if there was any doubt, Steve Watson, of just how evil these global architects are, these eugenicists, look at it. Look at what they do just with this.
Yeah, I mean, then you've got, talking about the milk, you've got all kinds of things in there. We've written about the bovine growth hormone, which you know, also have been directly linked with cancer, and that's been added into milk, so it's just compounded. I mean, we wrote an article about, the article I mentioned before was the propaganda one with Buddy Brush. That also encouraged, at the same time as fluoride toothpaste, the other thing it encouraged was milk, drinking milk for children. And that's actually, the bovine growth hormone is actually, I think it's banned by the EU, but it's readily pumped into cows in America to make them, you know, keep producing milk all year round, and that's going into the milk. That's being drunk in, you know, 49 states. One third of all cattle are injected with it.
And that's why the girls are 6'3" and the guys are 6'8" now. I mean, you'll see parents all over the place who are little, and their kids are like giants.
I mean, it's just, people have just got to, you know, stop thinking about the pointless things that they're seeing on the nightly news and start researching for themselves.
Huh.
And all we can do is get the information out and help them do that.
Well, folks have got the tools with the great articles. I mean, every statement you make is backed up by mainline studies up on Infowars.net. Right now, get the story, fluoride added to children's milk in schools throughout UK City. It's there in the News and Focus area. Steve, we got Larry Pratt coming up, and let's get him lined up on ISDN line in the next few minutes. We'll do five more minutes with us. I want to get your take on the open Chinese-style censorship that they're pushing in Canada, Australia, now the UK, and even here in the U.S. I mean, they're openly announcing that. So we can't be here warning the public. I mean, the mainstream media is falling apart. They've been caught lying so much. So what are they trying to do? Shut the web down. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.